Avi is the author of over 50 books, including the Newbery Award-winning Crispin, the harrowing thriller Wolf Rider, the rousing adventure The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle, and the recent installment in his series about a family of field mice, Poppy's Return. Susan Robb spoke with him at the American Library Association convention about how books had influenced him as a child.
I was in a panel discussion with some fellow writers and talking about the books that had influence on them. And I asked them, because I had this experience, the earliest book that I recall, The Pokey Little Puppy, which is still around. Anyway, when I reread it, after many, many years, obviously, it was not the book that I remembered. It was close, but I had experienced it on my own terms as a six-year-old, five-year-old, four-year-old, whatever I was. And I was asking the other writers if they had done that too, and to some degree they all had. In other words, one of the things that literature does that's so remarkable is, sure, the text is there, the story is there, but people seem to take what's there and connect it to their own lives, and they are transposing, if I don't even know if that's the word, transposing, translating those experiences in the books and attaching it to their own experience in a way that's unique for every reader. And sometimes it makes a big difference. But how they do that is one of the magic aspects of reading and one of the reasons I love writing and reading so much.
And I think that the relationship that you have with the books of your childhood is a unique relationship. I'm not sure how many books in your adult life you connect with in the way that you do with ones that resonated in your childhood.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you are a reader as a child, it is rare for an adult. It does happen, but it is rare for an adult to read something and have it change their lives or imprint their lives, if that might be a better way to say it, as much as children's literature does. I mean, children's literature is extraordinarily powerful that way, and in ways that I don't think we fully always recognize or understand.